Welcome to today's episode, where we explore the latest in tech innovations and security shifts. Let's start with Google's exciting announcement about their advanced protection program's new device-level features.
Google is enhancing its advanced protection program with new device-level features, specifically targeting public figures like politicians and journalists. These updates highlighted at the Android show include a secure way to store device logs, protection from spam calls, and an auto restart function for locked devices.
That sounds like a significant step forward in digital security. How exactly do these new features enhance user protection?
The new intrusion logging feature, for example, stores device logs with end-to-end encryption in the cloud, providing a robust layer of security. This ensures that only the user can access these logs, which is crucial for threat analysis and protecting sensitive data.
It's fascinating how security is evolving. Moving on, Google's Find My Device is getting a makeover. What's the story there?
Google's Find My Device is now rebranded as Find Hub. This expansion enhances device tracking capabilities by incorporating more partners and satellite-based finding features, making it easier for users to locate their devices and personal items.
I see. So it's about expanding usability and connectivity. Speaking of connectivity, Google is also bringing AI into our cars. Tell us more.
That's right. Google is integrating its Gemini AI into Android Auto, aiming to transform the in-vehicle experience. This generative AI will enhance functionalities like smart voice assistance, making driving more productive and enjoyable.
AI in cars, it's like having a co-pilot. Now, on a more concerning note, there's a new attack targeting AI chatbots. What are the details?
Researchers have identified a context manipulation attack that can exploit AI chatbots to redirect cryptocurrency transactions to an attacker's wallet. This vulnerability was demonstrated on Eliza OS, highlighting the risks of AI in financial transactions.
AI vulnerabilities are indeed a growing concern. Shifting gears to something a bit unusual, there's a mystery with Sonos speakers. What's happening there?
On the Vergecast, it was revealed that Sonos speakers are unexpectedly attracting insects. This issue, humorously dubbed the insect enticement factor, raises questions about product design and unforeseen consequences.
From bugs in software to bugs in hardware. Now let's talk about Zooks and their new app. What's their latest move?
Zoox, backed by Amazon, is developing a concierge app for their robo-taxi service in Las Vegas. Recently approved to accept paying customers, Zoox is set to compete with other ride-hailing services, marking a significant step in autonomous vehicle networks.
Autonomous vehicles are definitely the future. Speaking of future trends, General Atlantic is facing a financial dip. What's the impact here?
General Atlantic's cash distributions have dropped to a five-year low due to a stagnant IPO market. This highlights the challenges venture investors face in returning cash to backers amidst a slow market.
Economic shifts certainly affect tech investments. Meanwhile, TikTok is considering a controversial feature. What's the debate about?
TikTok plans to allow photo sharing in direct messages, sparking internal debate due to concerns over potential sextortion scams. This move aims to boost user engagement but raises significant safety concerns.
Balancing growth and safety is always tricky. Now, Arista Networks is making a strategic acquisition. Can you elaborate?
Arista is acquiring VeloCloud from Broadcom, which provides SD-WAN technology. This acquisition, likely under $1 billion, strengthens Arista's position in networking by enhancing connectivity and data security for remote workers.
Strategic moves in networking are crucial. Speaking of strategic, Bestow has secured significant funding. What's their plan?
Bestow, an insurtech company, raised $120 million in Series D funding led by Goldman Sachs. This will help expand their tech-enabled insurance offerings, continuing their mission to simplify life insurance acquisition.
Tech and insurance is definitely making waves. Now, UP.Labs and Porsche are eyeing a retail revolution. What's their vision?
Pot Labs, in collaboration with Porsche, aims to streamline automotive retail by becoming the Plaid of the industry. They seek to improve communication and integration across numerous dealership software systems.
Innovations in automotive retail sound promising. Meanwhile, Y Combinator has some strong words for Google. What's their stance?
iCombinator accused Google of being a monopolist that stunts the startup ecosystem. They argue that Google's dominance creates a kill zone that discourages investment in potentially competitive startups.
Competition in tech is always a heated topic. Now, Google is also making design changes. What's new with Android?
Google introduced Material 3 Expressive, a new design language for Android. It focuses on personalization and user experience, with features like springy animations and subtle background blurring to enhance visual appeal.
Design evolution is always exciting. Google is also boosting Android security. What are the latest features?
Google unveiled new security features for Android, including protections against scams and theft. These enhancements aim to protect users from fraudulent actions and enhance overall device security.
Security is key in today's digital world. Lastly, Elon Musk's Boring Company might land a major contract. What's the potential impact?
The Boring Company is in talks with Amtrak for a multi-billion dollar project to connect Baltimore to Washington. This partnership could revolutionize U.S. transportation infrastructure, though Musk's involvement raises concerns about conflicts of interest.
Infrastructure innovation is critical for future growth. That's all for today. Stay tuned for more tech insights next time.